Princess Lodge by Janice Simpson. The Lodge sends get well wishes to Aline Welch and Evelyn Wright. For Election Day, we were so lucky we could vote at Princess Lodge. Florence Elliott spent 2 weeks in Montreal with her brother Ray Edwards. It was 7 years since their last visit, so there was a lot of reminiscing. The Grahams, along with Tim, Heather and family, enjoyed Museum Day on Saturday in Rokenville. On Monday, the Grahams enjoyed a visit with Tim and Heather and family, and Dennis and Joan Hack of Rokenville, and Bernice's nephew Gary and wife Amber Nezicek of Terrace, BC. Sale had a lovely dinner on September 20. It was chicken with all the trimmings. We were entertained by Ross Matheson from Hamiota. He sang Western songs and played a guitar. I went to Oak Lake on September 24 for Tanis Podobny's covenanting service. We are very excited that Tanis will be our part-time minister at St. Paul's United Church. Donna Sutley has moved into Princess Lodge. I hope she will enjoy her new home. Ray Everett of Brandon visited his grandmother Ethel and took her for a drive to see all the beautiful trees. Sharon and Gary Lampett from Carstairs, Alta. Barry Leary from Kitimat, BC were here for their aunt, Margaret Walker's birthday. Words of wisdom. Don't take life so seriously. No one gets out alive anyway. And, be nice to your kids. They will be choosing your nursing home. Miniota by Linda Clark. Stan and Bonnie Bryant are pleased to announce they have a new great-granddaughter, Aiden James, born to Stephanie and Javon Wisensell and big sister Rain in Winnipeg on September 28. Aiden is a new granddaughter for Dean and Denise Bryant. Megan and Jared Fortier and big brothers Finn and Nash welcome the arrival of Hayes Harry on September 28. Congratulations also to grandparents Frank Gardham and Lisa Gardham. We extend sympathy to Trevor and Marcy Lewis and their family on the death of Marcy's stepfather Ken Robbins at Rock Lake, Man. The Miniota Golf Club has had a very successful season and ended their summer with a men's windup this past Saturday. Hats off to all board and staff who work to make this a great place to camp and golf. Sending happy Thanksgiving greetings to all our readers, near and far. May there be turkey and pumpkin pie for all, or hot dogs, and a relaxing weekend so we may count our blessings and give thanks. Gratitude helps you fall in love with the life you already have. Kristen Hewitt.